Hello.
Yeah, hi. Is this Betty?
Yes.
Hi, Betty. This is Shira from Family First Care LLC. How are you doing today?
Okay.
I just wanted to follow up with you about your financial paperwork that needs to be submitted. You said that you do have the award letter and you're working on the insurance policy and the bank statements. Were you able to gather any of that this week?
Yes, I got all my bank statements. I got my insurance. Now I'm gonna go back to the office because I had the war letter and everything else, but I had to send that into the electric company for me to get on the CAT program. So I'm gonna go over here now and see if I can get another war letter and what's coming, because I got everything else that you asked me to get.
Okay, amazing. So you know what? Let me follow up with you on Monday. And by then, I guess if you'd like, you could send everything in to me. I could send it into the county. And we'll go from there, okay?
Okay, listen, right? So how will I send it to you? Because that's what I was thinking about too.
The main goal is, okay, so first off, about your bank statements, were you able to write an explanation for anything over 500 or 1,000?
What you mean, as far as what?
Okay, so you need to take your bank statements and you need to take out a piece of paper, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you need to go over all your bank statements. Any withdrawals or deposits of 500, you need to explain, okay? So example, let's say on 2020, January 1st, you went to Walmart and you spent $700 for groceries. You need to explain that.
Oh, okay. All right.
On top of that, did you get any letters of closure if any of your bank accounts were closed?
Yeah, I did. I did get it.
Okay. So you could either fax it to me, you could either email the paperwork to me, or if that doesn't work, you could send it down to the county and give it to them in person yourself. I would recommend, though, trying to first fax it or email it to me first.
To you first, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And see, that's what I was thinking. That's what I should do. So you could go over and see, do I need any change or anything?
This number I called you at, can it receive text messages?
Yes.
All right, so I'll just text you now my work email. You could just go ahead and send it to me when you're available too.
Okay, sure.
And then I guess you'll let me know how that's working out for you, okay?
Okay, I'll send that to you tomorrow because I'm over here in the office now to see if I could get it.
All
So
righty.
I got everything that you asked me to get, except the war letter because I had to send that to PICO. But other than that, I'm gonna get it now.
You got it. Awesome. All right. Amazing. Take care. So I'll talk to you Monday, okay?
You sure you don't want to call me back tomorrow?
I could call you back tomorrow.
Yeah, 'cause I'm gonna have everything, and I want you to
Okay.
tell me what to do or show me what to do or whatever.
Oh, you got it. You got it.
Okay.
All right.
What time should I be looking for you?
I would say between 9 and 12.
Okay. All right. Great.
All righty.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
All right.